there are ways to program them, and there's, but you have to, you're going to have to eventually get online and get a Motorola ID, and then you have to get the permissions. You have to, well, you have to pay for the permissions to program in certain things into those radios.
Roger that. By the time you do all that, I might as well just go just buy a regular police and fire scanner and just go that route, probably. It'd probably be better just to go that route, wouldn't it? I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, it would be good for certain things, where other things you would still need, you know, some kind of a scanner. If you want a scanner just for UHF, VHF, and it's already got all the, I'm pretty sure it's already got all the Saginaw and surrounding areas and shit programmed into it. I've got one sitting here. You can have it. I never use it. It's been sitting under my bed probably for 5 years now at least.
You're talking about a scanner, or what are you referring to that you have sitting under your bed there? Is that like a handheld or a base or what?
It's like a little base scanner that covers all of that for the ones that they do still, like he said, the tone outs and stuff like that, you'll still hear those, and then it also does, you know, all the NOAA weather and all that crap and everything.
Copy that. So you'll like, I would like hear like Central Dispatch saying like, they would maybe like, however they dispatch out Saginaw Central for Saginaw TD, such and such location, we have this, I would hear something like that on there, I wouldn't hear that.
I think the only thing that you can still listen to is fire and EMS. And basically, it's just the tone-out call, which tells you where they're going and what the actual call is about or what the caller said on the 911 call. After that, you don't hear anything.